It took a while. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining this little talk on Pipesa. My name is Lukas Trippel. I'm research software engineer at TU Berlin and at Tom Brown's group, who is leading the development at Pipesa since now 10 years. Let me give you a very quick introduction what is Pipesa doing and energy system modeling in general before I start with what is new in version 1.0. What Pipesa users are interested in is basically understanding all the dynamics of a large-scale energy system. And especially if we have tons of renewables in there, they have a lot of spatial and temporal dynamics. They're not available all the time. We have load and demand, which could change. We have, if we are running a sector coupled model, we have the transmission, the transport sector, heat sector, all could be linked to the electricity sector. And there are many, many feedback loops. And if I want to know, oh, what is the technology now I could invest in and which is cheap, I also have to check what are the other technologies which I could invest in. And that's why you always have to look at the full system. And what we are often doing is just dumping all of those various constraints and various objectives in a single objective function and then optimize that by operating costs and capex. So operating costs, what does it cost to run my system, and capex, oh, what can I do to invest in new technologies, which technologies should I use there? And this is then constrained to many, many things, like availability of wind and solar, install capacity, but could also be like policies, oh, I have to meet 30% of CO2 reduction until a specific year. And this is what Pipesa is basically made to help you with. And it stands for Python for Power System Analysis, but these days it's more Python for Energy System Analysis, and also includes sector coupling. So it also handles industry, so you could even add materials in there. It's fully written in Python. Some would argue that Julia, or yeah, using Julia is faster. We always build this very large optimization problem and then spend most of the time solving it actually in the solver. So the compute is not too much too important, and also memory peaks and everything is all handled by the solver. And the advantage of Python is that it's very accessible. All the data we use in Pipesa is stored in Pandas. So most of our users are either from research, but also from industry, but are not no software engineers. And Pandas is very easy for them to handle. Yeah, and yeah, it's very highly customizable, but this is just the framework. What you need to run Pipesa models, so any energy system model, is tons of data. Here I just choose the prettiest plots on the left side.